Hello, I'm Elizabeth Lucas.
And I'm Mike Proctor. Welcome to Spotlight. This programme uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand no matter where in the world they live.
Musical instruments can you hear playing? A guitar, maybe? It sounds like someone's fingers are moving up and down strings on a guitar. And drums. Maybe Indian drums, bongos. You can hear a hand hitting bongos. This is the sound of a guitar and bongos. But there is only one instrument playing. This instrument is one of its kind. It is the only guitar in the world like it. On the surface of the guitar are bongos. The guitar can play like a normal guitar, or it can play like an Indian guitar, a sitar. And the person playing it is just as amazing. Benny Prasad. Benny has played his guitar in countries all over the world. Everyone praises his skill and creativity. But the beginning of Benny's life was very different to his life now. In fact, people told Benny that he would never play the guitar. Here is his story.
My father was a scientist. He designed airplanes. He had very high expectations for me. I was the firstborn in the family. But I was a failure. I failed in my studies. I failed in my personality. I failed in my health. In every part of my life. This included my talent, my abilities. People said to me, "Benny, you will never be a music player." At school, my teachers laughed at me. They asked me why I was there. I brought shame to the school. I was not an intelligent person. My life was meaningless.
Benny also had health problems. He suffered from the breathing condition, asthma. 60% of Benny's lungs are damaged. And Benny also has rheumatoid arthritis. This disease affects the joints, where the bones join. It is a very painful condition. He said,
Medically speaking, my joints are damaged from my neck to my toe. Doctors told me I would not be able to play the guitar.
So, how did this child without talent become a famous musician?
Benny had heard other people playing the guitar. He loved the sound. He really wanted to learn to play the guitar too. But how could he? He did not have enough money to buy a guitar, and his physical condition would make playing the guitar very hard. Also, there was no one to teach him. It seemed to be a hopeless situation. Then, Benny found a dusty old guitar at his college. It was not in the best condition. It did not have any strings. But Benny collected broken parts and repaired the guitar. He played for 7 hours every day. At the end of 2 months, his skill was clear to people around him. Soon, he was making music. Good music. How was this possible? Benny believes it was the power of God. He says,
Jesus made me useful. I recognize my skill as a gift from God. I use it to honor and praise Him. Wherever I go, I tell people what He has done for me.
In 1999, Benny had the chance to go to a music college. He went to New Mexico in the United States. He studied at the School of Music in Missions. Here, he met a famous music teacher and writer, Tommy Coombs. Tommy recognized Benny's skill and musical talent. He wanted to do something special to support Benny. So, what could he do? He gave Benny a wonderful gift. Benny remembers,
"You would not believe what happened there at the college. They presented me with one of the world's best guitars. This was a wonderful gift."
Benny carries his guitar around with him. He wants to be able to share his music with everyone. He uses music to honor God. He tells people what God can do for them. Benny says God has given him more than just musical gifts. God has changed him completely. Benny now looks at life in a very different way. His Christian faith is at the center of everything he does and believes. he says.
I believe that Jesus Christ came to earth to die for people's wrongdoings. His death set me free from my sin. I know that He can set others free too. He changed my life around, and He can do the same for anyone.
Benny believes that God has used him to bring God's message of hope to other people. He says,
It is amazing how Jesus can use a person like me. The Bible says, He uses the weak things of the world to shame the strong. I am one small example.
We finish with the beautiful sounds from Benny Prasad.
The writers of today's programme were Elizabeth Lickis and Marina Santi. The producer was Elizabeth Lickis. The voices you heard were from the United Kingdom. Computer users can hear our programmes, read our scripts, and see our word list on our website at www.radio.com.english.net. This program is called Benny Prasad.
Have any comments or questions about our Spotlight programs, you can reach us by email. Our address is radio@english.net. Thank you for joining us in today's Spotlight program. Until next time, goodbye.